Malkuchi reads Buzet's Big Haunt, written by SGA. All was quiet in the mansion's basement. The secret chamber was the home of the leader of the Boos, their king, in fact. However, something was different. There was a crown with a pink design on the floor in front of the Mario painting. Mario was fast asleep, and there was no way he would have been able to put it there. But then who? King Boo approached the crown and reached down to pick it up. As he made contact with it, there was an amazing flash of light, and the king couldn't see for a moment. When the king's vision returned, they found out that they weren't a king any longer.
Huh? What happened?
Looking down, the king's spherical body had now morphed into that of a human female's, cloaked with a white frilly dress.
This seems like it'll be fun.
One of the Boos came forward, attempting to confirm the status of the king.
Ha! Huh?
Like a kitten might jump after a toy, Boozat leapt at the Boo and grabbed it.
Aw, aren't you just the cutest?
She hugged the ghost close to her large chest. He was so squishy and his little ghost arms flapped around in her embrace. Then, suddenly, the ghost and Boozat merged together.
Huh? Where did you... Oh, that's where you... You merged into me. And now I'm getting bigger. That was nice. I feel more powerful now, too. I could go for some more, actually.
The Queen of the Boos raced around her chamber, hugging all of her Boo guards and merging with them.
Aww, you guys are so cute. Come on, let's all combine our power. Yes, just like that. Let's join together to make me bigger. I love it.
Boozat continued to absorb more Boos, each one making her grow larger. She was quickly becoming close to the roof of the chamber, but she didn't mind. Then, with another couple of growth spurts, her head emerged out of the grass into the garden.
That was fun.
She rose up out of the ground till her feet were level with the grass, finding herself to be staring at the second-story windows.
Oh, my power really has grown. If I combine it with some more of the spirits inside the mansion, I could start to get truly powerful. Let's see if anyone wants to play, hmm?
The spirit got down on its hands and crawled straight through the wall into the conservatory.
Melody! Melody! Let's play together!
The spirit of Melody was snatched from the piano and placed up against Buzette's breast. She was quickly overwhelmed by the powerful force, drawing her in, and was quickly also absorbed into Buzette.
Oh, she's a feisty one. Yes. Join with me, Melody. Let's become huge together. Just like that. Lovely.
Boozat advanced through the wall, arriving on the first floor corridor, still on hands and knees. Shivers was just walking down the hallway, but Boozat grabbed him too before he can even mutter an objection. He was being absorbed.
Oh, don't cry so, Shivers. A good butler doesn't cry. Hope Amy has your mistress. Join in my conquest.
As her power grew stronger, other smaller ghosts were drawn in automatically, in the same way masses attracted together. And larger masses have greater pulls. Ghosts are drawn towards concentrated sources of ghostly power. Boozat was quickly becoming one of these, and the smaller ghosts, mice, bats, were beginning to move towards her. She wasn't content yet, though. She crawled through the projection room, into the dining room, and quickly grabbed Mr. Lux as she passed through.
Oh, you gluttonous cutie.
Lucette quickly found herself in the main foyer.
Oh, let's check in on the children!
Getting to her knees to bring her head up to the second floor once again, Lucette leaned through the wall into the twins' room.
Hi, you two cuties! Oh, are you playing hide and seek?
Well, let's see here.
Lucette grabbed the boxes scattered around the room and shook them.
Found you, Henry! Orville! Where? There you are! Both of you come here to Auntie Bouzette! Oh, yes! Make me even stronger! Even more powerful! Oh, yes! I love you both! Oh. In fact, why don't we bring your younger brother in on the party, too? Oh.
Leaning into the next room, Chauncey was snatched from his crib.
No, don't cry. I'm here to look after you. Come here.
Lucette brought Chauncey close and absorbed his power, too.
Oh, you were one strong baby, weren't you, Chauncey? Mm-hmm. These are quite intense. Wow. I'm getting so much bigger so fast. You must have had a lot of power. Oh my. Are the rest of you joining in too? Yes, more of you come and join me.
With the absorbing of Chauncey, Lucette's power was now attracting all the ghosts in the mansion. From the portrait ghosts to the purple punches, all of them were dashing towards Lucette, diving into her and boosting her power further.
Well, given you guys have grown me up to this war anyway, I may as well go say hi to my friends.
Still on her knees, Bouzette turned back around and headed towards the north-facing edge of the mansion. She passed through several rooms and found her face emerging onto the balcony.
Blossus! What are you doing up here, you big cutie?
Bringing her hands up, Bouzette squeezed the giant Boo like a stress ball.
You want in on the action, too? Oh. All right, come here, you cutie.
And Bouzette brought the gigantic ghost to her breast, absorbing him.
Whoa! This is getting really intense now.
Meanwhile, up on the roof, Luigi was stuck, humming a gentle tune to try and make himself feel better. He contemplated his situation. He managed to suck up most of the ghosts in the mansion, but the clockwork soldiers in the room below had managed to break his Poltergeist 3000, releasing all the captured spirits back. Luigi, in a panic, had managed to flee up here to the roof, but he didn't dare go back down for fear of facing those ghosts again. Luigi looked up at the noise. A gigantic white-clothed girl was towering over the edge of the mansion.
Aren't you adorable? Are you here looking for your brother? And you were so close, too. Shame about that vacuum breaking, huh?
Luigi tried to flee again, but being out on the rooftop there wasn't really anywhere to flee to.
Now don't do that. You might fall. We wouldn't want that. Here.
The girl's huge hand reached over and grabbed Luigi.
Yeah! Mario!
I can't save you, Luigi. I've already got him, and now I've got you too. Two brother portraits, one next to the other. I think that'll do just fine.
In a panic, Luigi activated the Poltergeist 3000 again.
You really are clueless, aren't you? That little toy of yours can't do anything to me. Not when I'm this powerful. In fact, let me relieve you of it. There. Let's see. How does this thing work?
Yeah!
How do you like it, Luigi? Being sucked up by a vacuum? Let's see what happens when we...
And Luigi vanished into the Poltergeist.
How adorable! And now I'll be able to play with you both. But first, let's visit our friend, the professor.
Egad didn't know what to do. Shortly after he lost contact with Luigi, the lights in his bunker had gone out, and the door to his gallery had been locked. Though the sounds from in there were ones he liked the sound of. He was trapped alone, and with Luigi having taken his poltergeist, defenseless. Suddenly, he could see a white light coming from behind him. Slowly, the professor turned around